Hey,
I'm Sara.
And we're
And
almost another episode this week.
yeah, episode 11, if I'm
So, and during this episode, I'm going to be doing my makeup because I'm bored at home and I feel like it. Okay.
yeah, because you have no
COVID again.
yay, fun stuff, fun
I have
stuff.
COVID again for the second time.
But you
Honestly,
don't have any symptoms, right?
no, this time I don't. I mean, if I were deep, Jesus,
You're just tired,
I'm just a bit tired, but I don't really have any symptoms, and I'm just kind of like stuck in this bedroom. It's like, so I'm just gonna be doing my makeup because I'm bored. I've been doing school, online, which sucks. Online school is never a good thing, but at least
Well, for a brief time, it is good.
for like 2 days. It's good, and then you're just tired. It's good
Yeah.
if you know everyone else is at home as well. But when you're at home and everyone's in class and the teacher's kind of like online and in class, you don't learn anything.
That is true.
You just don't.
You're not attending psychology, are you?
The meetings,
Yeah.
there
Are
aren't.
you? Yeah, there aren't.
It's not to know. He just gives us the work, which I prefer. I prefer them giving the work and then we do it in our own time. That's what I've been doing for biology as well. And I'm actually ahead of the class in biology.
Wow.
I got done with it faster.
My
But yeah.
lighting is so bad. Sorry, my lighting is so bad. I can't see myself well. It's fine.
I'm like right in front of a window.
Wow.
But oh, today, what are we going to be talking about?
I
Sara?
think we would like to talk about the
Sparks.
Olympic.
Start with the Olympics.
Yes. Yeah. Start with the Winter Olympics. And they started Friday, which was the 4th of February, the opening ceremony, but the actual games, I think they started Wednesday or something. I don't know why, but yeah.
I like the Winter Olympics more than I like the Summer Olympics.
I don't know. I think I have like I like both of them because I love diving and like the
That's fair.
sprint and what else. So like I love the swimming as well. I love so many things,
I
but
do.
they're more like I feel like in the Winter Olympics they're more like original
The
sports.
Winter Olympics, yes, I love swimming and the sprints, but dude, I love like the snowboarding tricks and the skiing and the figure skating.
Figure
That's
skating is
beautiful.
amazing.
Figure skating, it's beautiful, and I love
Yeah,
that
I
more than.
love my favorite sport to watch in the Winter Olympics is figure skating, like pairs. Oh, with
Oh.
like but with like jumps,
With
because
like,
there's one that's without jumps that I didn't even know about until like a year ago.
I like the one with jumps as well, but I just find it. I prefer the Winter Olympics. I like the vibe.
Yeah,
I
the
like
vibe.
watching the skiing and all that.
And when you're watching figure skating, you can hear the skates like skating on the ice, which is so cool. Well.
But yeah, no, we like the Olympics and we've been watching them. I've been watching them at least because, like, over here, they play at 2 a.m. At
Yeah,
least
well.
the sports I'm interested in play at like 2 a.m., which is like snowboarding only starts at 2
Yeah,
a.m.
because the time difference is 8 hours,
Yeah.
so. But I watch it, but just like after. Which is kind of bad because I know the results after, but it's fine. But we also wanted to talk about like some like there was some issues around.
China hosting?
Yeah, China hosting.
Yeah.
And yeah, we want to talk about it. So what's your opinion on that
I'm
sarcasm?
gonna be honest. This isn't a topic I'm very educated on, right? I don't know if are you more educated than I am on this topic?
I don't know, like maybe I am, just because like I've been discussing it in my global politics class and like with my parents as well, since my mom's Chinese and I'm half Chinese, so
Honestly, it's something I didn't even realize until you told me like 10 minutes ago.
oh,
Yeah,
well.
I had heard about like controversies regarding China hosting the Winter Olympics, but not because of the.
Yeah, the Xinjiang. Yeah. Well, I
Yeah.
don't really have much opinion on that. Like, I'm not gonna say something that's, I don't know. But I think like the US was trying to boycott. Like, I remember they were trying to boycott and
The Olympics.
yeah.
That's ridiculous.
And Yeah, and of course it didn't end up. They're the biggest team in the Winter Olympics, so they did the opposite of boycotting. But like I saw like an article, and the president of the Olympics said that we should try and separate sports and politics. And like I don't know, like in my opinion, it's never possible. Like yes, we should try our best, but everybody has their political beliefs, and you can never just be like, oh, okay, like let me just shut off that part of my life and that part of my body and what I believe in. Like that can never happen. But
you can try, sure, but I'm not sure it can happen.
Yeah, and also like
everyone, and that's life.
Yeah, and also like the athletes, like. The goal of the Olympics is not about politics, of course not, but of course it involves politics since it's such a big event. But the goal is for the athletes and for like the sport event and like for the athletes to have an event that they can like perform their best at and like work towards something. And like this, I feel like the Olympics should be made for the athletes and not just, yeah.
100%. I think we shouldn't. Honestly, the Olympics aren't about politics.
But they are as well. No.
They are. Like, they shouldn't be, you know? And, okay, I'm not saying that concentration camps aren't important. Of course they are. Okay, that's not what I'm saying. But I think the focus... that's just what I'm saying. Like, the Olympics shouldn't be affected by concentration camps. That's what I'm.
But I don't even know about the concentration camps. That's what, like, I don't know. Like, I'm not gonna. I don't know. Like, first of all, I'm half Chinese, and my family's from there.
Really?
Yeah, from Xinjiang. I've been there. I've met the people that are so. I don't even know. Like, I don't know if I believe in it. I don't know. It's a lot of things, a lot of stuff.
You don't know.
Because, like, all the articles that are about the concentration camps are American, and...
That's, yeah, that's true, too.
The U.S. Well, moving away from that. The Oscar nominations came out today.
Oh, yes. Dude, I was on Instagram, like, refreshing the Academy's page, like, bam, 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 just to see everything.
Yeah, you sent me everything.
Everything. Like, I said, like, 1 minute after the post, I was like, sada, get this, because I'm at home, once again, I have nothing else to do.
Yep.
So I was just looking at their page and seeing what they were posting. And are you happy with the nominees?
The thing that you told me about how, like, the directors and whatever, screenwriters...
No, wait, that's what I read somewhere. Okay, now, is it true? I don't know, but that's what I read somewhere.
Because I feel like maybe that's true, but maybe that's also not true. I feel like, I don't know.
Quickly, boy, let's tell them what I'm talking about. Let's see.
So basically, like, I don't know if this is what you're mentioning, but I think, for example, Tick, Tick, Boom, that's a movie that I love. Like, I was like, for sure getting nominated for Best Picture. Or like for Best Sound or something. Like, I was like, I'm so 100% sure that will happen. But they were only nominated for two things. Best Actor, which I'm so happy about. Andrew Garfield.
I just got something. So basically, you submit your own thing for the short films. You submit your own thing for the short films. And yeah, I think over here you submit your own artwork. I don't know, like you submit your own movie, your own song, your own.
But do you just submit
category you prefer, you submit it. And then the Academy divided into various branches of film production, and the nominees are chosen by the members of each corresponding brand. For example, I made a movie, I submit a song, right? The, like, songwriters from the Academy then see all of the submissions and pick the ones they like.
See, but I feel like, yes, I agree. But I feel like that's so stupid.
What do you mean?
I get that maybe, like, the directors want like a certain song to be featured or a certain thing or something, but I feel like, imagine, for Lin-Manuel Miranda in like Tick Tick Boom. I think he put his like artwork and like everything on like almost all of the categories possible for this movie. I'm pretty sure.
Do you think that?
I think so, because I feel like
he's a pretty like egomaniac. Like, he has a huge ego. I think he's the type of person to like do that.
Yeah, to put everything.
He has a huge ego. He's the type of
person. Miranda. He has a huge ego.
Casting himself as the main character in his play.
Where did that happen?
I think Hamilton.
Hamilton, but also
originally he was like playing Jonathan Larson. Okay, and
No, but it wasn't because of him. It was because he was cast. Stopped
him from casting himself.
No, I don't think so. Because I know that's a joke, but.
I love him. I love him a lot.
But I don't think, like, for example, I don't think that he will, like, I think he, like, first of all, Hamilton, he wrote everything.
Okay.
He came up with the idea. He was doing, like, a one-man show to the White House, to President Obama, and I'm like, he 100% has, like,
he's amazing. I love him. I watched Hamilton yesterday.
It'll just
my heart. But he's an ego, and that's what
I don't think he is.
He has the right to be.
I know, but I don't think he wanted to cast himself in the movie for Jonathan Larson because he was already like looking for Andrew Garfield before. Okay, but I think that like he applied for everything. Like, I think he put everything that his movie is possible. So that, because first of all, he's so proud of that movie, and also.
You're like further away from your mic because you're like.
And also like Jonathan Larson. Like, it's not only about Lin-Manuel Miranda, but it's also about Jonathan Larson's work. And if it gives more credit to him, then I think he would do it 100%.
Yeah, but Epa, at the end of the day, the Academy is stupid and does stupid things. Like, last year, they were really stupid, and we all know
what that. Happened.
Remember, they should only nominate him if he was going to win. That's what I think. And they made the whole show about him.
I didn't watch the Oscars.
I watched them. And even the producers, they were like, they took a leap of faith. They changed his category to last. And then he didn't win. The producers expected him to win. That's why they did that. And then he didn't. And everyone was kind of like, what the fuck? Because usually Best Picture always comes last. And last year it was Best Actor. Because the producers thought he was going to win. And then he didn't. And I just think it was really unnecessary. All of that whole thing surrounded by him making his wife go watch it.
I think it's just like
NFTs of Chadwick. I think they were like using it for money, and I didn't like that.
Yeah, I think they should. I think there was miscommunication. Like, they should have like talked to the producers about how Chadwick was not gonna win, so then they could like.
No one knows the results. No one. Lower the producers. That's the issue, but.
I don't know.
Ridiculous, and I didn't like it, and I was really angry about it.
But if nobody knows how they know, how can they change it?
What do you mean? They didn't know. They thought it was a leap of faith. They said it was.
I know. So like, how's it their fault?
It's not their fault.
So like,
ridiculous. Everything. I was so angry. Okay, let me be angry.
I really hope Andrew Garfield wins this time. I 100% think that he has a chance.
I really want Lin to win as well for Encanto. For
Dos Oruguitas, the song. Yeah, and like Best Animated Movie.
Yeah, because he's
and Best Soundtrack.
A Grammy, a Tony, an Oscar, and what's the other one? And an Emmy.
Emmy, yeah, he's won everything. He's won the. There's an acronym for it.
I saw it on Instagram today. Yep.
There's an acronym for it. Because I know, like, I've talked about Emmy, Grammy, Tony. Oscar. EGOT.
That's an EGOT.
An EGOT, yeah.
EGOT, and I really want him to be an EGOT. Because I like him. He makes movies that work.
But Encanto was amazing. Encanto was so good.
And then I was obsessed with it.
Yeah, I love the song. We don't talk about Bruno.
We don't talk about Bruno. No. But imagine, I had to watch it in Portuguese, you know, because.
Are you kidding me? Não falamos do Bruno. No, 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 no.
Yeah, so it was exactly.
You know, I heard that people were saying, like, I was watching a Vocal Cult React. Vocal Cult React to We Don't Talk About Bruno in 21 languages. And according to him, he said that a lot of people have been saying that the Portuguese version, European version, is really good.
It wasn't bad. Like, it wasn't bad. It was just, it's what I'm used to, you know? I'm used to the Portuguese now, because that's how I used it.
Yeah, like, I'm used, when I was a child, I used to just see TV shows that are in English and Portuguese. Like, that was a thing.
Disney movies I would watch in Portuguese.
In Portuguese, like, as well. Cinderella, Branca